Well, it is 6 minutes after the hour of four. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover that is with me, Abigail, from this hour until the hour of six this afternoon. It is a beautiful Sunday. Yay. It is a beautiful Sunday. It's warm. But we can all feel that winter is already making push-ups. So you better be prepared, for winter. If you are still thinking that you still have time, you don't have time anymore. The cold is here, guys. So please, make sure that your wardrobe is in order. Start packing away summer clothes and already start preparing the warm clothes because the cold is definitely here. I know the past, 2-3 days it has been warm. But the cold is definitely here. You can feel it, especially in the mornings as well as in the late afternoons or in the evenings. It's actually very, very cold. So it is the last Sunday in the month of April as well. I feel like April was just here for a minute and then it is almost gone. So we are almost in the fifth month of the year 2025. Imagine. This year practically just started and here we are almost done with the year because the moment we get, to June, believe me, this year will be gone already. So I hope, you have ticked off a few things on your bucket list for those who have bucket lists for 2025. And for those who are just cruising freely like me, nothing to tick off. You know, we just take it a day at a time. Yeah, I hope you are doing great so far. And also one thing that I always try to instill or advise you guys is that always be positive about yourself. Whether you are failing, whether you are having setbacks, one thing you need to know and always remember is that always be positive when it comes to yourself. That negativity, you do not need it at all. And the moment you start thinking, you know, negative things, and you get into a negative space, it is actually very hard, to move on and focus whether you have failed or whether you have had a setback. So very, very important. Let's always be positive. Let's talk positivity, into ourselves. You only got yourself. Nobody else is going to do it for you. As always, before we get into today's conversation, just a promotion of ourselves, our services, and you will get to find out what we are talking about today. I feel like it is a very interesting topic, one that you could expect on the crossover, as we all know that this show is all about making sure that you get prepared for the new week. Whether your week starts today or your week starts tomorrow, well, this show is here to make sure that you start it off on a good note, prepared. Yes, that's what we do here. And of course, I also have a lovely guest who will be joining me, for today's conversation. I will not introduce her. I don't do that. I like to give the platform to my guests, to introduce themselves, to give justice to themselves, because I feel like when I do it, I don't, you know, do justice. I don't give credit. So I rather, let them do it themselves. So we do have a guest who will be with us and, you will get to know her as the show goes on. Now, I will start off with the fact that Eagle FM is literally everywhere and it is accessible on your phone anytime. And that means a minimal inconvenience. All you need to do is to just get your earphones and you get informed. With our sister e-paper, The Villager, providing summaries of business and economic news as well as policy and development in the country. Well, make sure that you grab yourself a digital copy every Monday, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. And if you are not yet subscribed, I don't know what you are waiting for, because I think this is a song that I always sing every Sundays when I get here. You know, are you subscribed? And if you are not subscribed, why are you not subscribed? It's a free paper. And it's just not any free paper. One thing about our e-paper is that its focus is on business and economic news as well as policy development. So who wouldn't want to be informed when it comes to business, economic, as well as, you know, development that is taking place in our country? 3 times in a week, Monday, Wednesday, as well as Friday. So if you are not yet subscribed, please try to do that. It's very easy, simple steps. All you need to do is save the following number, 081-200-4144. That is 081-200-4144. You can save the number, the Villager newspaper, and after that, you send a WhatsApp message. Not a text message, guys. You send a WhatsApp message. Well, you can just send the word subscribe and then wait for a response. And after that, you will start to receive a free copy 3 times in the week, Monday, Wednesday, as well as Friday. Our complimentary applications as well, such as the Imba and Eagle FM app, well, they also offer opportunities for businesses to increase their products and services visibility across different consumers. If you don't have the Imba app as well as the Eagle FM app, well, don't hesitate to download them. That is on Play Store for Android users or on App Store for iOS user. And also, whichever phone you are using, whether it's Android or it uses another type of software. I know all devices, they have an application store where you can download apps. So please do get the Imba as well as the Eagle FM app. It's under Omalite Technologies. And enjoy, an increase of your products and services visibility, because we do have a digital billboard on our app. Yeah. And a lot of people, do use our app and they have access to our app. And also our social media remains the most active in the country. We cannot argue about that. Providing opportunities for those who want to enhance their product or brand visibility. Yes. I think we are number one. Or maybe let me not even say the word think. We are number one. We are going for an ad break and we will come wrap up our promos that is on the other side of the ad break. Do not go away. Definitely continuing on the other side.
JSB. Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Bank your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Yes, and last but not least, our outside broadcasting van, the studio on the wheels. If you have an event that you'd like to be streamed on our platforms, do not hesitate to contact us for that particular service, as there is a team readily available that will come to you wherever you are, whether it is in Namibia or outside the borders of Namibia. Trust and believe that there is a team that is going to be there to come and make sure that your event is streamed. And with that said, it is now 4:15 the hour 4. And if you just stay tuned in, welcome, welcome. This is your lovely girl. We already know her voice in your company on this Lovers Day. Sundays are for lovers, guys. That's for sure. And as we all know that I am accustomed to be in your company on Sundays. So there is no way I am going to have a lover, because a lover is just going to be jealous of this particular show. Like, when we are supposed to be together, you always have to go and do that show. So a shout out to all the lovers who are tuned in. It is your day. I hope you enjoy it. Now, sounds of Jabu Kanyile on this one titled Sponky Ponky. And on the other side, we will come get into today's conversation, what we are talking about today on the crossover, to prep us for the upcoming week, to make sure that we are ready and we become productive the rest of the upcoming week.
Yeah. lucky love, a lover that you can resist.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
one is for the lovers. So into you, Tamia, bringing us to 27 minutes after the hour of 4. A very good afternoon to you and welcome if you just tuned in. And of course, it is that time where we get into today's conversation on the crossover. And today we are talking about the benefits of a good Sunday sleep. I think we can all agree that, you know, when you have fully slept, fully rested, you can also feel it in the back of your mind, your bones, your flesh, everywhere you will feel it. So that is what we are going to talk about today. Because have you ever wondered why some Mondays feel very hard than others? One thing that I can for sure say is that if you have had a very good sleep on a Sunday, believe me, you are not going to have a Monday blue. Mm-mm. You are not even going to feel like it's a Monday. There's a lot of things to catch up on. Because one thing that makes Mondays the hardest is the fact that, you know, you're coming from a weekend where you are resting and then maybe you left things unfinished. And then there's also a lot of things that you need to finish for the upcoming week or to plan for the upcoming week. So I feel like Mondays are really overwhelming of all the days compared to all the days. So have you ever wondered why it feels like some Mondays, they are really difficult? Like when it's 5 o'clock on a Monday in the afternoon, you feel like you've had more than 24 hours. You know, when it's just around about maybe 8 or 9 hours, but it feels like maybe it was 48 hours. It could be because you never rested, the previous Sunday. So joining me in today's conversation, like I said, I'm not going to introduce her. I'll give her the opportunity to do so she can do justice to herself, you know. Because if you had to give me the platform to say, can you please introduce yourself? You guys were gonna hear. You guys were gonna hear. Oh, okay, Abigail. Yes. So let me just give the opportunity to my lovely guest. She's very beautiful, guys. I wish you could see her. But for those who, you know, saw our poster, you can all agree with me that, yeah, that's a beautiful face. And maybe the picture on the poster is not even doing justice to her. She is a really beautiful, tall, beautiful black queen. Well, introduce yourself, please.
Good afternoon, Abigail. Thank you so much for having me. You're flattering me so much already on your platform. You're going to make me want to come back every single Sunday.
Yes, please. You are welcome. Every Sunday is your welcome.
Great. So to introduce myself, my name is Eliowanga. I go by Miss Eliowanga. For those that are wondering, by profession, I am a medical laboratory scientist, and I often take any opportunity I'm given to promote my profession because it's so underrated. So what we are as professionals, we're
helping. And I was just going to ask you, can you just tell us a bit like medical laboratory scientist. Like, what do you guys do?
So we are health professionals, but we're a bit more behind the scenes usually, although we still play a very critical role in healthcare. So what we do is that we are responsible for the medical diagnosis that doctors essentially request for. So we work in a lab, primarily a medical lab that is, and we run tests that doctors request from us. For example, I'm sure a lot of us on the line would have experienced a time where you went to the doctor, you were not feeling so well, and the doctor took a blood sample or they collected a urine in a jar or so many other samples like that they can obtain. Or feces, which we often don't want to talk about. That's very uncomfortable when doctor asks you to put your feces in a container. But yeah, so essentially that sample is sent to the laboratory and we are responsible then for analyzing it and checking it to see if there's any abnormalities. So we are actually responsible for the diagnosis of HIV, malarias, infections of all different types, cancers, and so forth.
Well, I had a guest similar to your profession not so long ago. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's actually, I think it's so lovely to have, you know, two people in the, is it the same or similar profession?
It's the same profession. And you know, it's interesting because just last week we celebrated what they call the medical laboratory week, or we call it lab week. Yeah. So it ran for the entirety of all of, actually up until yesterday, the 26th of April. And it's literally a week that's meant to recognize the work of medical laboratory
that
scientists.
You guys do.
Exactly. So I'm happy to be here at the end of the lab week just so that I can continue to reinforce the message of the importance of medical laboratory scientists.
Yes. I think you guys are mostly, like you said, you know, behind, I don't want to use the word closed doors, but you are behind. So a lot of people really don't know that you, about your existence. You guys exist and the type of work that you guys do. All they know is just the doctor that they usually see whenever they have to see the doctor. So yeah, it's actually lovely to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. So apart from that, let me just finish my introduction, Abigail.
Yes, yes, yes.
So yes, apart from that, I'm just a health advocate. I advocate for mental health. I advocate for physical health and even emotional health. I'm just really, I emphasize the message of wellness overall. And so that's why I'm so happy to join you here in discussing a very important topic like good quality sleep, particularly on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to the conversations we're going to be having.
Yeah, I am looking forward as well. But let me ask you, do you think you usually have like a good quality sleep on a Sunday?
I mean, I try, Abigail. I really try, hey? But sometimes it's so bad. You know, sometimes it's, you have really hectic weekends.
Yeah.
And sometimes even though Sunday we say is for preparation for the rest of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you find yourself so overwhelmed. You didn't do your laundry. You still have errands to run. And then by the time you get home at night, it's already late.
Yeah.
And you end up then taking all that into the next week. So I would say for the most part, I am very, I'm very intentional about getting good quality sleep, but there are some times where it just slips through the cracks.
Is it? I think I am learning. I am learning. I'm really, really adjusting, to giving myself good quality sleep because I realized that I really don't struggle mentally or physically if I really had a good sleep. So I started putting my phone on sleep mode.
Wow. That's a big step. That's a big step.
I remember how anxious I was when I started doing it. You know, I'm like, okay, what if an emergency, came looking for me and I'm sleeping? My phone can't ring, you know, but then realistically speaking is that, okay, what can I do for anybody who calls me in a state of emergency?
Exactly. You're not an emergency responder,
exactly,
Abigail.
Exactly. So I was just like, okay, let us just be realistic here. It's okay to worry. You are human. You have a conscience, but at the end of the day, you really need to be sleeping.
Exactly.
And these interruptions is not something, you need to keep entertaining. So I just went ahead and I enabled sleep mode. So now 2200 hours, the phone goes on sleep.
Wow.
And I also sleep.
And you actually sleep. You put down your phone.
I actually sleep. Yes. Now it has even gotten to a point where sometimes I even sleep before 22 hours. So the phone will just automatically go on sleep mode. Maybe while I'm already sleeping or, you know, trying to sleep. So it's really, really, you should try it.
I should actually, you know what? I've actually become a bit of a phone addict as of the last, you know, I don't know, couple of months or so.
Yeah.
So I think I really want to be more intentional about that because they talk about the dangers of, you know, screen time. And of course we're going to go into, you know, more details about what quality sleep entails. But, you know, having that blue light exposure for so many hours before you sleep already.
Yeah, it also affects your sleep.
Exactly.
Definitely. And that is something that I'm also really happy about, that I'm also really adjusting to limiting my screen time.
Mm.
When it comes to the time that I spend, I even had such a conversation on the crossover last year. I think so. What was the, I think something about cutting off on screen time or something. Mm. Such a lovely conversation. But I think we can always, you know, go back to eat and try. Yeah.
Definitely.
Be a very lovely conversation. All right. So about sleep, guys. Good sleep is essential for our health and emotional well-being. Getting enough sleep and good sleep quality are essential for healthy sleep. The amount of sleep you need changes as you age, which is very, very true.
Hmm.
I realize that the older I get, the more sleep I want. I think so.
Wow. So you've really gotten to that age, Abigail.
I think so, to be honest. I feel like now, even if you have to invite me somewhere where I feel like I just want to sleep, I want to rest, I will decline. I will say no.
That's very respectable.
Honestly speaking, the way I respect my sleep now is to compare to in my 20s. Okay. No, I'm not that old.
Abigail, don't expose yourself on air. Please. You don't look a day over 20.
I'm not that old, guys, but yeah. But like now I really take my sleep very seriously, you know, and I think this step of putting my phone on sleep mode, that speaks a lot. So the amount of sleep you need changes as you age. And also, if you have any sleeping issues, please talk to your healthcare provider to see how they can help you. Now we are going to get into our conversation with Miss Ellie, the beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Abigail.
So, to start off, could you explain, in simple terms what we mean by quality sleep and why it's more than just the number of hours we spend in bed? Because you find other people, they are in bed for 10 hours.
Exactly.
But did they really sleep?
Exactly.
Are they getting the quality sleep that they need in those 10 hours they are just lying in bed all?
Okay. So Abigail, I think this is, you know, a very important starting point for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I'm a scientist, there is going to be a bit of technicality. I'm going to describe or define this in two ways, right? So first we need to understand what actually happens when we sleep, right? In very simple terms, you're supposed to go through at least five, and some other works talk about four stages of sleep,
mm-hmm.
where you go from being awake, right? You go mm-hmm. into light sleep, then you go into deep sleep, and eventually you go into what we call rapid eye movement sleep, which is essentially where you spend the longest period of your sleep. And this is where most of the benefits that you get from sleep actually come in. So the idea is that for you to have good quality sleep, you need to go through all these stages of your sleep cycle with as little interruptions as possible. So that's one way to look at it from the scientific perspective. The other thing is, I think sleep and quality sleep is quite subjective. So what you would say, Abigail, is a good quality or a good night's sleep for you might be slightly different for me. I might say, okay, when I feel like I have had good sleep is when I can wake up and I feel refreshed. That's a key word.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might say, when I wake up and I feel more focused or more alert, that's another key word or another key factor to saying that we've had good quality sleep. But overall, the idea is that in order for us to say that the sleep that we've had is quality sleep, it essentially has to be adequate enough to prepare us for what the day will bring. Meaning you should be alert, you should be focused, you should feel well rested, and you should be responsive to whatever the day might bring. That's how I would put it.
Lovely. I hope we are listening, guys. I hope we are listening. And of course, if you have any questions, you are allowed to come through. That is on our number 083-288-401. Be part of the conversation. Or if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, you are also welcome to do so. And so I have recommended hours of sleep here before we move to the next point, Ellie.
Okay.
And the recommended hours of sleep, they change as you age, as we have, you know, heard. So a newborn baby between the age of 0 to 3 months requires about 14 to 17 hours and a half of sleep. And then infants, between 4 and 12 months, they require hours of sleep, 12 to 16 hours. So this also includes naps. Yeah, they do take naps,
Yeah.
Do they?
Oh,
I think it's toddlers.
Yes, toddlers.
Who don't take naps.
Yeah.
These ones, they are busybodies. So toddlers, in the age of 1 to 2 years, they need hours of sleep between 11 and 14 hours, including naps. And, preschool, this is the age group of 3 to 5 years, they need 10 to 13 hours of sleep. School age, 6 to 12 years, they require about 9 to 12 hours. And teenagers, 13 to 17, they require about 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Adults, 18 to 60 years, 7 or more hours.
Hmm.
7 or more hours. Okay. And adults, 61 to 64 years, 7 to 9 hours. And adults, 65 years and older, they require around about 7 to 8 hours. Okay. So these are the recommended daily hours for these age groups. And if you find yourself in the adult age group of 18 to 60 years and you're sleeping less than 6 hours, woo.
Yeah, good luck with that, hey. Because, you know, it's actually interesting that they say 7 hours. Some might say 8 hours or more.
Yeah.
And I actually wonder how many or what percentage of our population actually gets those recommended hours of sleep.
Exactly. I don't think it's majority, to be honest, because I remember when I was also in varsity, I don't think I was even reaching 6 hours in some days. I don't think so. But I remember I was functioning, especially if it was a hectic week, where there's maybe back-to-back tests, yes, and assignments. There, I don't think we used to reach 6 hours of sleep.
I can actually relate to that, Abigail. And you know what's interesting is that you, like you said, if you're sleep deprived for long periods of time, you learn how to cope with, you know, your body adapts to the level of sleep or the amount of sleep that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, you know, I actually came across an interesting piece of research that, I would love to reference, but I can't quite remember. Mm-hmm. And they basically spoke about how people that have been sleep deprived for long periods of time, they essentially don't even realize that they are sleep deprived, or they don't even realize the effects that are the effects of their poor sleep on their routine, because that becomes your normal, you know. Maybe you've been doing it for so long, maybe you work a very hectic job or whatever it is, and now you realize that as of the last 10 years you are always tired.
Exactly.
But it becomes like your personality. You no longer link it back to maybe I'm not getting quality sleep. You're just like, oh no, I'm just generally a tired person, or I'm just generally not focused.
You'll find others who say, no, I actually function on, you know, a few hours of sleep.
Exactly. But is it really the best that you could be doing?
Yeah.
Or is it just the bare minimum that you're operating on?
Yeah. I think a lot of people really don't take sleep as something very important.
Yeah.
Especially when you are in a period of, because I feel like we all have periods in life. Others, when they are building, you know, they feel like, I don't need to sleep now. I'll sleep once I reach where I want to,
exactly,
you know, where I want to be. But then is that a good thing at the end of the day?
Right. And I want to actually interject where you are, because this hustle mentality, hustle culture that we're in, and it's important, because I mean, we all want to be successful, but
it definitely
puts in our minds that the people that sleep the least are they're most likely to be successful, you know, because you're always working and you're putting in the hours. But then the thing is, at what cost?
Yes.
Because even if, let's say, you did do everything you needed to and you went years getting little sleep, it affects your health. You know, I can tell you from a health perspective that almost every health condition that you can think of can be linked to poor sleep in one way or another.
And the best, sorry if I cut you short.
No, please come in, Abigail.
And I think the best example that we can give here is celebrities.
Mm.
Have you seen how famous people eventually, after attaining fame, they struggle with, you know, getting addicted to drugs, or getting addicted to pain medication or sleep medication, because of how much sleep deprivation they went through to get where they are?
Exactly, because sleep it's involved in so many important processes, including emotional regulation.
Yeah.
And so if you are in this constant state where your body never gets to reset emotionally and physically and mentally, then of course you're going to get to a point where you are going to be more susceptible to, you know, addictions, more susceptible to even mental disorders and so forth. So there's just so many things. It's like a domino effect that occurs linked to something as simple as sleep, which we just don't realize.
Yeah. And healthy benefits of sleeping, guys, they are as follows. You know, when you get enough sleep, it can help you with, you know, get, you know, sick less often. And this is something that I've realized. I don't know if you have also experienced it, Ellie. When you're not feeling well and you just go lie down and sleep, when you wake up, you will feel like my body, I think, needed this sleep. It feels recharged. It feels much better.
Yes, Abigail. I can definitely attest to that. And in fact, that's exactly the reason why they say when you're feeling unwell, you should get plenty of rest.
Yes.
That's the number one thing that the doctor will prescribe apart from medications. Why? Because you want to give your body the capacity, which happens during sleep, for it to get all its processes back up, including immune response.
Mm.
And your body needs to be well rested because you are literally, for example, you might be fighting an infection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine how easily your body is, or how much more easily your body can fight that infection
mm-hmm.
if you have gotten enough rest.
Exactly.
And all that energy is only going to fighting that infection and not any of
not
the other
processes.
Not
anything else. Yeah, exactly. So getting sick less is a health benefit of sleep, and also you stay at a healthy weight. I don't know.
Are you arguing against that one, Abigail?
I don't know about that one, because like surprisingly, I've just been putting on weight. This is not my weight.
Okay, so but Abigail, is this really because does it have to do with your sleep though? Or is it other factors? Because I mean, I think this, the idea behind this is that if everything else was consistent, you getting good sleep should help you to maintain your weight better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think I'm just a happy man.
Are you in love, Abigail? Is it? As you were saying earlier that Sundays are for lovers and you were relating bit too hard.
I'm always here. So there's no way I can have a lover who's going to tolerate me coming on every Sundays when we are supposed to be cuddling.
Guys, this is why you should appreciate Abigail. She's missing out on cuddles for you.
And I always tell my listeners that, you know what? One thing about me, guys, that I love you so much. I'll always show up every Sundays. So apparently another health benefit of sleep is that you stay at a healthy weight, and it also reduces stress and improves your mood, which is very true.
Yes.
Which is very true. I've seen how irritable I am if I didn't, you know, get enough sleep.
Exactly.
Like I'll just be moody.
No, we literally spoke about it earlier. Emotional regulation is something that happens during your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to reset all of it. So it's like if you're hungry, you know, some people get hangry. They get very upset when they're hungry because your body is under distress. It's the same thing when you haven't slept well or you could use more sleep. Your body is also under distress and therefore you are more likely to be irritable or just moody or upset about, you know, things you wouldn't usually be upset
about. You even start shouting at people who don't even deserve it, you know, just because you didn't sleep well.
I think the world would be a better place if we just all got enough sleep.
Definitely. Because I feel like these other people who are walking around, you know, moody and irritated, I think it could be, you know, a lack of sleep, enough sleep, actually. And also another benefit is that it improves your heart health and metabolism. It also lowers your risk of chronic conditions, like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, as well as stroke. So it also lessens the risk of, motor vehicle crashes. We can all agree that.
Yeah.
I think most of, motor vehicle crashes that usually happen and, lead to injuries or death, it's because, people or drivers did not get enough sleep and they ended up sleeping behind the wheel.
Yeah, that definitely does occur.
Yes. So it also lessens the risk of motor vehicle crashes. It also improves your attention and memory to better perform daily tasks, which I also agree. And this is why you know, I really love my sleep now because.
Because it helps you be productive and you are able to,
you know, just pay attention and, you know, the memory also performs at the better level when you've slept well.
Exactly.
Compared to when you didn't sleep very well. So these are a few benefits and, this is according to, you know, CDC. Mm. I forgot what CDC stands for. I think it's
Center of Disease Control.
Center for Disease Control, eh?
And they've actually added it's now Center of Disease Control and Prevention.
Okay. Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Yes. So it's according to Center of Disease and Control.
Control and Prevention.
Control and Prevention.
I don't think you got as much sleep as you're claiming to have gotten, Abigail.
I don't think so, because usually during the weekend, it's another story. It's a different story. Now let's move to the next point, Ellie.
Okay.
We often hear about the importance of sleep, but can you paint a clear picture of how directly it impacts our ability to be productive throughout the day?
Yes.
Imagine you just slept for 2 hours.
Oh my goodness.
What are you going to do?
And you know, you've had to function on 2 hours sometimes, but back to answering the question. You know, we've spoken about so many important points already that are feeding into this answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to highlight that the most important thing that sleep does for us is that it essentially helps you, your body, your mind, and your spirit, everything. It helps you get back to a reset level or an equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So essentially what that means is that all the processes that are happening in your body and in your brain, they're able to happen in a more efficient manner when you've slept. So one of the things that we could talk about is the importance of quality sleep essentially affects productivity in a few areas. One, it essentially helps you to be more focused and alert when you have gotten the rest that you need to. Because your brain, you know, there's so many things that are happening in the brain and in the body throughout the day as you're busy at work, at home, you're constantly being stimulated. And so all that information that you gather, things that you learn, everything has to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to sleep, all that information is essentially processed. Any new things you've learned during the day, they're stored better in your memory. Anything that you've experienced during the day, you're able to better process emotionally and mentally. And so essentially what happens at the end of the day is that you've kind of hit a reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, if you had good quality sleep, you're able to be better focused, emotionally regulated, alert, and ready for the day. And all these things, and these are just a few things that I mentioned, they help with your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you aren't alert or if you aren't able to focus, you're more likely to make mistakes.
Definitely.
You're more likely to cause little blunders or errors that you wouldn't otherwise have made, you know.
If you had a good quality sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes, Abigail, you just have one of those days where you're just off. And even you know, you're like, oh, this is not the Abigail that I know.
Yeah.
Like, why am I making these mistakes? And sometimes it's really a matter of the sleep that you got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I usually experience that. This is why I really get angry. When something affects my sleep, it really, really makes me angry. So last week, Monday was a holiday, right? Yeah. As we don't have holidays here.
Okay. You guys just,
as we just roll. So this is why I usually tell people, guys, choose your careers wisely.
Exactly. Honestly. Yeah.
We don't rest. There's no holidays. There's no such a thing as a holiday. So Monday was a holiday and on Monday I had, you know, not really a clash. I supported the black business, but then I was not offered the service I paid for.
Mm.
So I was now requesting for a refund. And clearly it seemed like, I was not going to get the refund.
Mm.
And that conversation happened around about, I think around 9, just before my bedtime.
Why are you having such official conversations before bedtime, Abigail?
Unfortunately, that was the only time, you know, the conversation could take place.
Okay.
And, I just got so irritated at the fact that, you know, I was paying for a service. You were supposed to offer me a service, the service didn't, you know, I was not offered, it did not take place. Mm. So the least you can do is just return my money.
Exactly.
And now you're giving me excuses and a lot of stories. When I paid the money, it was just straightforward. I paid for the service. So why are people like this? I went to bed, you know, thinking about, I think I'm going to stop supporting black businesses.
No, Abigail, I will stop you right there. You cannot punish all our black businesses because of one black business.
Like, it really affected my sleep. And I remember Tuesday, I was really not in the good mood. I was really not in a good mood at all. But I think one thing that I've learned is that I think I will never pay for a service
upfront.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's fair.
I think I'm never going to do that. In fact, that's how I usually do it, but because I had trust in this particular person, I was like, it's okay, it's fine. I'll just pay. Where is he gonna go?
Mm.
And then
you learn the hard way.
Disappointed. Mm. That's the thing. So it is 2 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. I'm loving the conversation so much. I don't know about Ellie on the other side, but I'm really loving it. And I also hope wherever you are listening us from, you are also enjoying the conversation. You know, this phrase has been flowing too many times as of recent. The future is female.
Yes. The future is female indeed.
The future is female. So we can also just listen to this conversation and be like, wow, the future is female.
Yeah, two intelligent, beautiful women talking about very important things and spreading awareness to the communities.
Yes.
While entertaining you guys simultaneously.
Yes, please. So we will be going for an ad break, and after that we will go for a musical break with Sounds of Leather Vandross. So amazing. Ellie and I will see you on the other side. Do not go away. Stay tuned. You are listening to your number one talk radio station. The only, actually, talk radio station in Namibia. We will see you. That is on the other side.
Are you still buying data hoping it will last? Then switch to Paratus. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge. As we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage. For the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always prepared.
And it's amazing, amazing. I could stay forever. Here in love and leave you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing. Love for us together, together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing love. Ooh, so amazing. And I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
Yeah, I love you.
9 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, sounds of Tevin Campbell on this one titled Always in My Heart. And before this one, Leather Vangers came through with a song titled Amazing, bringing us to this particular time. Good afternoon to you and welcome. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover that is with Abigail as well as Ellie in your company until the hour of six, where we will be handing you guys over to Eagle's Spot Zone. That is with Hende Walenga, who'll be with you guys until the hour of 8 o'clock. And before the break, if you just missed, before we went on our musical break, well, we touched on 2 points so far. We also looked at the benefits of a good sleep. Yeah. So apparently when you sleep, like sleep well, well, you will maintain a healthy body weight.
That's Abigail's favorite.
You will maintain a healthy body weight. So if you are struggling with your body weight, maybe you should just try sleeping, you know, enough. Not those things of 2 hours, 3 hours. Enough, guys. 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Abigail. Thanks for having me back after your break.
Yeah, I know this conversation is lovely, guys. I'll make it a habit to invite you now.
Please, please.
Yes.
The audience, you guys must let us know on our social media pages. Definitely. If you want to see me back.
Definitely. I'll put up a poll.
Yes, please.
Now, moving on to our next point. For listeners who might not think about it much, can you explain why Sunday night sleep is particularly important compared to other nights of the week? Why Sunday? Why?
I feel like, you know what, Abigail, it goes without saying that a lot of us use Sunday as the day for preparing for the week.
Mm-hmm.
We really, I think there's even this social term they use on social media that you say, Sunday reset, right?
Yeah.
So Sundays are the day that we use to make sure that we are ready for whatever the week is going to throw at us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing with your body and with your brain. Essentially, you want to get good quality sleep for the first day of the week, or at least, let me say, the day leading up to the first day of your work week.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's particularly important is because if we think about the times where you had very bad sleep on a Sunday, how that translated into the rest of your week, then I think most of us already would be able to appreciate why you don't want to mess up your Sunday sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that happens is that there's this thing that we call a sleep debt, you know?
Yeah.
And this basically means that you have been sleep deprived, or you haven't gotten the right number or quality of sleep for a while. Mm-hmm. And now your body is building up a debt. Essentially, your body is starting to compensate for that. But your body can only take that so far. So what happens is that if your Sunday already you've gotten bad sleep, mm-hmm. then already on Monday you have sleep debt, which means that let's say if you get 7 hours of sleep every day, and for whatever reason, that Sunday you got 5, you are already behind with 2 hours of sleep.
Yes.
For the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that can only carry over, because what are the chances that you're actually going to sleep 9 hours the next day?
Yeah.
It's very unlikely. You're probably going to sleep another 7 or maybe a 5, and it just continues. And this translates into your everyday activities. It affects your productivity. It affects the way that you respond to situations, whether emotionally or mentally. It affects the way that you're able to reason, even at work or within social settings. Essentially, it just affects everything that you have planned to do for the week. And so I think it then goes without saying that we need to make sure that we prioritize Sunday sleep so that we set ourselves up to have successful weeks, and so that we avoid the sleep debt. And
yeah.
I always say that, and actually you said it at the beginning as well, mm-hmm. that by having a good Sunday, including good quality sleep, you are less likely to have Monday blues, people.
Definitely.
Like, imagine waking up on a Monday and you're excited about life and you're yeah. energized.
You're looking forward to work. You're looking forward, you know, to kind regards.
Ish.
To go do tasks. that should have been a lovely, lovely Sunday sleep.
Exactly.
Quality even. Let's not forget the word quality.
Let's not forget quality.
Because, you know, a lot of us can go to bed, you know, for 12 hours. But that does that mean we slept for the 12 hours we were in bed?
No.
Maybe you just slept for 5 hours and the other 7 hours you're just tossing and turning. So it is important that we remember, to always have quality sleep, which means sleep about 7 to 8 hours if you are in the age group of 18 to 60. It's very important. And also when you were mentioning, the sleep debt, I remember. Last week, I experienced it. So the Monday that I told you was spoiled.
Oh, yes.
It carried on to the Tuesday. So I didn't sleep well on Tuesday again. Goodness. So I remember Wednesday, when I got home around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I just went straight to take a shower, ate something, and then got in bed.
Wow.
I watched something on my phone. But then I could just feel my eyes shutting down. And I looked at the time, it was like 2:08. And I asked myself, because usually if you sleep that early, you're likely to wake up.
Yes.
You will wake up around about maybe 3 a.m.
Exactly.
Maybe 2, 1 there, you know, depending on, your mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't sleep this time. There is no way, Abigail, you can sleep this time. But then eventually I was like, okay, remember, you didn't sleep fully, for the past 2 days. So maybe your brain feels like you owe.
Yes.
You owe it.
Definitely.
You know, these few hours of rest.
And you know what's funny, right?
Yeah.
Not funny. I was going to say the brain or the body is actually, it's also a debt collector. You
yes.
know, and it's a very good one at that.
Yes.
So if you think you can get away with building up a sleep debt for many days, it's going to claim that
it
time
will
that it
hold
lost.
You accountable.
Exactly.
It will hold you accountable.
And you will regret it. And like you said, sometimes it gets to that point where your body just wants to shut down.
Yes.
And imagine if that happened when you are at work.
Imagine.
And you can't control it. If your body really.
You can't.
It's so.
And that's one thing I realized, that when the body decides I'm shutting down, there's nothing you can do,
exactly.
Honestly speaking. You will sleep, and you will sleep until it feels like I have, you know, rebooted.
Exactly.
Now you can wake up. That's the only time you will wake up. So I eventually slept past 8, only woke up 5 in the morning.
Wow. So you actually had a full night's sleep.
Yes.
Your body definitely took back what it was owed.
Definitely. So sleep debt is real, guys. It's just not money.
Yeah.
Sleep as well. You can all sleep. And your mind will hold you accountable to that.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Now, moving on to the next point. What are some of the key biological processes that happen while we sleep that contribute to these benefits we are discussing? I think weight loss is one of the biological.
Weight regulation. Okay.
Weight regulation. Yes. Thank you.
I'm really going to try not to become too scientific with this, right? Because as a scientist, we sometimes struggle to communicate things in a simple way to people.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have really, you know, strong terms.
We do.
And unfortunately, there's nothing you can do. There's no another way to try and, you know, maybe use a better word. You just
have to use the term.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me try it this way. So some of the key biological processes that happen as we sleep, I think for me, one of the most important one is cell repair or cellular repair. And what that basically means is that the cells that make up your body organs, your body tissue, basically what makes up the fiber of your body, your being, it needs to regenerate constantly. And what sleep does is that because you're no longer active in active mode and there's no power or brain power or body power that's going to maintaining everyday, activities, even like speaking and all that, it requires so much. So when you're in rest mode, it actually allows your body to regenerate and repair. And why is that important? Because there is so much trauma or even, incidences that happen throughout the day that affect the way that our cells function. And the cells make up your entire being. It's what leads to some of the chronic conditions and even cancers that we experience. So if you sleep well every day, or at least for the most part, then you give your body adequate time to regenerate its cells. And that means that you are less likely to develop these chronic conditions and you're less likely to be falling sick. So we even spoke about immune response. During your sleep, your body also allows your entire body basically regulates your immune response much better. Another thing that happens is that, like I was saying, during the day, you're processing so many bits of information and you're learning so many new things. Especially when I was a student, it was all those lectures that you're going through every day.
Yeah.
That information needs to go somewhere. And so when you do sleep, it basically allows your brain to store those pieces of information in your long-term memory and in the correct compartment so that you can recall it when you need to. And you know, it's funny because, I just want to pause here and say, as a student, you really get the least amount of sleep.
Yes.
And you feel like you are more productive by putting in more hours. But have you ever tried taking a nap between your study sessions?
Yeah.
That is such an effective way of studying because you give your brain some time to store that information you just learned, mm-hmm. and you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the key biological processes, but other things that also just include like your hormones, you know, that there's so many hormones that are involved in regulating your moods, regulating even weight. All the processes, I would say, in our body are influenced by hormones in one way or another. And even during the time that you sleep, hormone regulation also takes place.
Yeah.
And emotional regulation takes place. You know, your body and your mind is able to process all the things that happen during the day. For example, when you talked about that experience that you had on the Monday with mm-hmm. bed service, when you went to sleep, essentially it allowed you to process some of those emotions that you were feeling. And if you were able to get good quality sleep, sometimes you wake up and you're able to reflect and say, okay, you know what? I know I was upset, but I'm able to look at this from a new lens and my emotions are a little bit more balanced now, so I can make better and more informed decisions. So it's things like that that are going on behind the scenes. But I think to sum it up, I just want to say when you sleep, biologically, your body is resetting.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is doing all that it needs to in order to get rid of what happened, all the bad, let me say, waste or byproducts of the day, to get rid of that and then prepare for the new processes that are coming during the next day.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think what I have learned in my experience is that sometimes when you suppress feelings, they will always catch up with you in your sleep.
Exactly. That one person that you said you didn't like, they will show up in your dreams, believe
yes.
me.
And I think this also applies to people who usually go through breakup and then they ask the question as to why does it seem like this pain only likes the darkness when you're about to sleep. It's because you suppress these feelings during the day. You know, you probably try to keep busy, do other things. So you don't think about this heartbreak. You don't feel it.
Exactly.
And when it's time for you to sleep, now this is when it hits.
It does.
This is when the biological process now happens. Of you, you know, having to feel what you need to feel because you just got your heart broken, right?
Yeah.
So can you share, some real world examples or scenarios, where you have seen a clear link between poor sleep and decreased productivity in individuals or, individuals? I don't think organizations make sense.
Yeah.
So in individuals, I think for me, the real world example that I would give that I have seen, which links poor sleep and, you know, decreased productivity, is a friend.
Mm.
I've seen it with a friend. I think they were just experiencing the most.
Mm.
And then this led to, you know, sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
And then the person started slacking at work, you know, skipping work, not wanting to go to work. It got to a point where I used to talk to him, you know, like, no, you need to face what you are facing and you also need to sleep because you are not sleeping. You just want to put alcohol in your system. And then the only time you will sleep is when you are under the influence of alcohol, which is not healthy because either way, when the alcohol leaves your body, your mind is going to try to catch up with whatever you are going through.
Yeah.
So there is definitely a link between poor sleep and decreased, you know, productivity.
Yes.
There is no way you are going to be productive if you are not sleeping.
Yeah. You know, I can actually speak to that experience myself. Yeah. But I think I was thinking about something as you were speaking, and in terms of real world examples,
mm-hmm.
I think a very good one is what we see in new parents mm-hmm. that have just had a baby.
Yes.
And how it affects their everyday and yes. their productivity. Because, yeah. I mean, I myself am not a parent, mm-hmm. but I've seen people go through that process where you have a newborn mm-hmm. that you just brought home from the hospital.
Yeah.
And they spend the whole night crying, or they wake up at how many intervals throughout the night.
They feel like, I want to wake up.
And you're not getting you. There's no way you're going to get quality sleep, because mm. not only are you constantly worried about, oh, my child, what's happening. So you never even switch off your brain. But apart from that, you're not getting any hours of sleep, because every few hours your child is waking up.
Yeah.
But there's even been studies that have been done that link how those employees who are new parents, new mothers or new fathers, the productivity at work is actually affected by just that.
Mm-hmm.
You find that they are more likely to make mistakes. They're more likely to also just have, you know, unregulated emotions, you know, mm-hmm. like it's probably a very difficult thing. And that, you know, we speak about, postpartum depression,
yeah.
anxieties, which, you know, a lot of mothers go through, and sometimes even fathers go through something similar. And I think that is a lot of the times attributed to sleep. Just how little sleep they're getting affects that. And I actually read an interesting study as well, where they were talking about coping mechanisms within this, you know, setup of having a newborn,
mm-hmm.
and how you can essentially be a bit better at handling it. And couples who decided to split their responsibilities, in other words, who didn't necessarily wake up at the same time. Maybe they slept in separate rooms,
yeah.
one with the baby, one without. And they basically took turns checking on the baby,
mm.
had overall better sleep and overall better productivity, mm. rather than those that had to wake up at the same time each and every time the baby cried. Mm. So that already tells you that if just because one partner was able to sleep in a different room and get a little bit more sleep, if that in itself improved their overall productivity during the yeah. day, then you can see that clear link between the lack of sleep and the sleep deprivation and how it affects the everyday experiences or the everyday activities.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is why probably the law now allows for men to also take maternity leave.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if a woman can get maternity leave,
yes.
and I'm there with the woman and the baby, I wake up, I also get tired, I mm-hmm. take off the baby.
It's why can
I also
too.
Get exactly?
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense, because I think a lot of us, I was also one of the people who was questioning this thing of men going on maternity leave
really?
As well. I'm like, what do men do, guys?
Abigail.
What do they do? But then eventually I think it made sense. It kicked in, and then I realized, no, they actually do need maternity leave as well.
Exactly.
Because, but only for those, because you find other partners who are irresponsible, to be
yeah.
honest. Like, they just let the woman be with the baby and take responsibility of the baby yeah. all alone. Those ones, they don't deserve the leave.
No, we're talking about the present.
The responsible
fathers.
Ones, yes. Yeah. Those ones who participate, you know, probably telling the mother, okay, you sleep early.
Yes.
Until around this time. So that if the baby wants to wake up, but why do also babies wake up? And they just wake up at night.
You're Abigail, you're going down a rabbit hole. We can't answer all the questions now.
Why do they? And they just wake up at night.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, they also have, you know, they're able to sense.
I think that's just their sleep cycle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's this.
Remember these little things, they sleep all day.
Mm.
You will just undress them, bathe them, dress them. They sleep. They even eat while they are sleeping.
You know what? I just remembered one thing. One of the major, you know, I was talking about cell repair as being an advantage or, you know, a good effect of good quality sleep. But
yeah.
in that that's also where growth comes in.
Yes.
I was just thinking about it, and that's why babies sleep for so long why they need to sleep for so long, because
17 hours.
They are constantly growing and they need their body to be prepared for that. Yes. So I'm speaking as a tall person, right? As Abigail said, I'm a very tall girl.
Very, very tall. Sexy.
Thank you. When people ask me why I'm so tall or how I got so tall, I would tell them, I'll be like, I slept a lot growing up. I was getting good quality sleep. So my body was able to.
Is it not the genes?
No, it is. It is. It is. Yes, the genes also affected. I'm not saying that it's not also affecting.
Yeah, just quickly hold. We are going for an ad break. We'll come continue shortly.
Okay.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it.
Easy money.
Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
And of course, we continue. Ellie, you were saying.
No, I was busy lying to the people and telling them that if they sleep more, they're going to grow.
Be taller.
Yes, but I think there definitely is a link between growth generally, including height, as well as sleep. Because, you know, especially reported in young children that had, you know, really bad sleeping patterns. Maybe they had some kind of sickness or ailment that affected their sleep and affected their sleep quality. Mm-hmm. These children are more likely to be stunted. Their growth is more likely to be stunted as a side effect of even their sleep. So there is actually a link between the two of them. But no, I'm not saying now if you go sleep every day, you 10 hours, that you will grow. I'm sorry. There is definitely other factors involved. But hey, you know, it's worth a try. You never know.
Guys, anyways, okay. I will not say anything, but yeah. Now, moving on to our next point. Conversely, what are some of the positive outcomes you have observed when people prioritize and achieve quality sleep in terms of their work or daily tasks? Ooh, you excel.
Excel is a very strong.
You excel.
Word.
To be honest, you know, as somebody who has really prioritized their sleep, I can for sure. Or must I say for a fact?
Wow. She's confident for a fact.
Definitely. I can honestly say that, you really become productive with your work, to be honest. Like your daily tasks, you don't feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
Even though you get overwhelmed, there's just a way or a manner your body just copes.
Yes.
You know, with, you know, being overwhelmed or feeling overwhelmed. So it is really, you know, it's good.
Definitely.
Prioritize quality sleep.
I think in terms of not just productivity, right?
Yeah.
But also just in terms of general well-being. Like I can speak to going from being a student and, you know, I studied a very hectic course.
Yeah.
So
you guys have mad brains.
My schedule was so bad. And of course I wasn't getting good sleep at the time. And just that, when I went from being a student to finishing, I can tell you now that my general quality of life is so much better because I'm sleeping better. I'm more focused. I'm able to be, I think what you're talking about is be more resilient, which basically means that even if you're experiencing the hardships throughout the day, you are better able to respond to it. And that is what sleeping does, because essentially you're preparing yourself for anything that could come. So I can definitely speak to that. I think most students or people that have studied before can attest to the fact that you will see that difference in not just productivity levels, but even in your overall well-being. When you do have periods where you're prioritizing your sleep or you've had a change in schedule and you're now able to get more sleep.
Yeah, guys, I hope after this conversation, if there's anybody who's tuned in, who's listening and you really don't take your sleep seriously, I hope these conversations has an impact on you so that you can start taking your sleep very seriously.
Indeed.
Because it is really important. And also, you know, not getting enough sleep, I've also realized that it affects your social life very much. It really affects your social life in a sense that you don't have the energy. Exactly. You are not in the mood. You're just irritated. You're just negative.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we really need to prioritize sleep. Moving on to our next point. Are there specific professions or industries where the impact of sleep on productivity is particularly noticeable?
Yes, of course. I mean, I could argue that, you know, productivity levels in any career or in any profession, eventually, if it's bad enough, it will start to show. There will be noticeable difference. I mean, I think you already told me about your colleague that was going through a hard time and wasn't sleeping, and that in itself was showing. But to speak to the question, yes, there are. I mean, there's some careers and professions where, you know, having bad sleep has catastrophic effects on yourself or those around you. Just to mention a few, our truck drivers, our pilots.
Yes.
Imagine getting onto an airplane and the pilot hadn't slept the night before.
Imagine.
That is not, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
Our, even general drivers, like any vehicle drivers, generally need to have focus and they should be alert and all those things you get from getting good sleep. But I also speak about healthcare professionals like myself. If you are going in for an emergency to see a doctor who had back to back shifts and didn't get any rest, it's more likely that these people will not be able to give you the experience in terms of healthcare delivery that you would have otherwise gotten. You know, and that's why there are some countries that are prioritizing, you know, making sure that their healthcare workers have either spaces within the healthcare facilities where they can get, you know, some good sleep in between their shifts, or allowing them to have a little bit more flexible schedules or whatsoever. But these are some of the careers or the professions where you can really see that if these people don't get good quality sleep, then it translates to so many other people. And, you know, my mom's a nurse, right? So I'm very passionate about speaking about nurses. You know, people are always like, oh, but you know, the nurses are so rude and they're just so, you know, they snap at you and they don't, not all of them, but you know, there's so many stories about that, you know, but you can imagine these people work back to back to back shifts. Sometimes they've had a long day. You're not their first or their last patient. And definitely, as healthcare professionals, we should all live by the ethics that we uphold and treat patients, you know, with the respect and the dignity that they need. But at the same time, when you have a situation with our healthcare system where it's so overwhelmed that most of our healthcare professionals are burnt out and aren't really getting the quality sleep that they need to, that's where you get some of these complaints coming from or these issues. Because like you said, Abigail, you also get a bit irritable when you haven't slept well. So you can only imagine what your fellow nurse is going through, you know?
Exactly. So what you need to do, guys, you know, better sleep habits can help you get a good night's sleep. Habits that can improve your sleep include, before we get to your tips, our listeners.
Yes.
going to bed and getting up at the same time every day. I know this can be a bit tricky. I know I always talk about this so much on radio, but I don't think it's working well for me because I'm struggling during the weekends. Okay, Monday to Friday, I do sleep almost at the same time and also wake up at the same time every day. But Saturday and Sunday, where I know I'm not going anywhere. Even though sometimes my brain automatically just wakes up, but I will not wake up. I'll just, you know, lay there until I fall back asleep again. So going to bed and getting up at the same time every day is a better sleep habit that can help you get a good night's sleep. And also keeping your room quiet, relaxing at a cool temperature. Not those things of having a TV in your room.
Yeah, Abigail, we are speaking to you, actually.
But one thing about me, I'm very disciplined, you know. I always ask myself this question of like, okay, if you don't hear to yourself, mm-hmm. if you don't listen to yourself, who are you going to listen to?
Exactly.
Nobody. So
I need to practice what you preach.
Yes. I am really disciplined in most areas of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm really disciplined. Turn off electronic devices at least 30 minutes before bedtime, please, Ellie.
Yeah. No, this is me, definitely.
And also avoiding large meals and alcohol before bedtime. Avoiding caffeine in the afternoon or evening,
mm-hmm.
and also exercising regularly and maintaining a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. Exercising regularly. I know I've been preaching and it's almost April. I remember last year I was promising to start working out.
Abigail,
mm-hmm.
what happened?
I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem to, you know, even when I work out, like I can work out today and also maybe tomorrow. From there on, something just seems to,
Abigail, I think I share your sentiment. I think
honestly,
you don't have very specific or very personally meaningful reasons for exercising. Like if it's just a fitness thing, but yeah. if it's something like, you know what, I want that flat stomach by fire, by force, by December.
But that's the thing. Like you see, that's the thing. I really want a flat tummy, and that has been the reason. Like, I really want to start exercising and all that. But then at the same time, I ask myself like, okay, so what is wrong with the tummy that is not flat?
Oh my goodness. Abigail, no, I can't with you. I really can't with you. Like, now, where is the discipline that you are speaking about when it comes to working out?
Like, honestly, now I'm even thinking and looking at, you know, maybe a healthy diet.
Yes.
Rather,
yes.
Because the working out regularly is really not materializing.
Okay.
And
that's fair.
Yeah. Like, honestly,
focus on a healthy, you can still get there. You're not maybe at the same, you know, in the same time or
yes.
whatsoever, but diet definitely plays a huge, huge role.
A huge role. Mm-hmm. Stop eating pap.
Yeah. Every day.
People from my region, you know, pap is our staple food. Hey, yeah. The white pap. So I can't. I can maybe go for a week without eating pap, but that is like now from self-discipline.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you.
You need to find a good alternative.
Yeah, maybe, but it's difficult.
I know.
It's really difficult. I grew up on pap, so.
Let's go back to the question, Abigail. Guys, you see your host, ne? She does not like to stick to the topic.
You know, it's a Sunday and they are cuddling and all that. We are sitting here having, so yeah.
It's fine.
Anyways, last but not least point, what are some actionable steps that you can leave our listeners with to, take tonight to start improving the quality of their sleep as from tonight?
You know, I actually agree with a lot of the points that were given by our helpful assistant, Mr. Google.
And CDC.
Oh, yes. My bad. But, you know, Google still facilitated the process.
Yes.
Yes, Africa CDC. And I think the two that I really can relate to the most is having a consistent sleep schedule. That really helps because, you know, what happens is that your body learns a rhythm. If it knows that at 10 o'clock every day, I go to sleep, and at 6 or 7 or 5 a.m. every day, I wake up, then your body prepares itself for exactly that. And once your body learns, your body works in systems.
Yeah.
So once your body learns this routine, you are then able to better prepare for your sleep and have better sleep because it's consistent. Your body, it's predictable. Your body knows what's happening at any given time. It knows when it's cooling down, when it's, you know, getting up and everything. So I think what you can do is establish what is realistic for you. Because it's one thing to say, yes, you need to get 8 hours of sleep every day. But if you really, really can't do that, then the least that you can do is have the consistent number of hours. If you feel like based on your work schedule or whatsoever that the realistic time for you to fall asleep is 11 p.m. every day, then that's exactly what you go with. and you just try to stick to it. You even have an alarm, you know, similar to the phone you're talking about, putting it on sleep mode. Essentially, you can set these things on your own devices to say, as soon as it's this time, your phone will go into sleep mode. It will give you a notification and you will be able to routinely get into that. It's almost like an alarm, like how you wake up with an alarm, go to sleep with an alarm in a sense. And once you've built up that consistency, your sleep will improve. Even if the number of hours you sleep haven't necessarily increased, your sleep will still be good. Yeah. But I think another thing is what has really worked for me is, and even I struggle to keep to this. It's an ideal and I've seen that it works, but it's not always practical for me. And that is having a winding down schedule or a winding down activity. So, you know, for example, if you sleep at 10 o'clock every day, then you, by 9 o'clock, let's say, an hour 30 minutes before, you set aside your devices, ideally, and you do something that helps you relax. So some people like to meditate. Other people love to read a book. Maybe you read the Bible and you pray. Just something that allows you to disconnect from the world outside and just relax a little bit.
Yeah.
So just having one activity, whatever works for you, just something that last hour of sleep, of before you sleep, you do it religiously and it helps you relax. Because by the time you're actually going to bed, you don't spend as much time tossing and turning if you have already mentally prepared yourself to go to sleep.
Yes.
So you really fall asleep much easier. And your sleep cycles go a lot better. So you wake up feeling a lot more relaxed. Mm. So those are some of the tips that I would give from personal experience that really have worked for me.
And I think for me, from my side, is to clear your mind.
Mm.
When you know you're about to go to sleep, you are in bed, clear your mind. Don't think about anything. The moment your mind starts to wander, you know, start thinking about, where's that green top?
I last saw it last month.
You even decide to wake up, you know, just to go make sure the green top is still in the cupboard.
You know, and then by the time you found the green top, it's an hour later.
Exactly. You know, and your sleep has been disrupted.
Yes.
So just clear your mind. I think the most advice from my side is that always clear your mind. Hit the pillow with a clear mind.
Mm.
Make sure nothing goes into your mind that's going to try to disrupt, you know, your sleep. Because thinking about things when you're about to sleep leads to a lot of thoughts, a lot of imaginations, that now will take away your feeling of sleep.
Yeah.
So clear your mind, guys. I'm not saying I'm an expert. It is just something that I have done a few times and it works out.
Absolutely.
Like, does. Yeah. It really works out. I was also told by a friend because I have a friend that sleeps. My friend will even sleep when you're talking to her on the phone.
Oh,
it's crazy. Like she will sleep. You will just notice when probably we are saying hello, hello. Nobody's responding. And then you will know she has slept. So I remember I asked her, but how do you just switch off? I can't just, you know, press the switch off button.
Yeah.
I can't. I need to sit there, maybe for a few minutes or a lot of minutes, you know, to start feeling sleepy and then get into my sleep.
Yeah.
How do you just switch off? You are even on the phone with somebody and then you just.
If duty calls, hey, like if it's time for me to sleep, especially if you have a consistent sleep schedule.
Yeah.
If by 10 o'clock you're asleep every day, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, your body will shut down.
You won't sleep.
Yes.
And you know, something that she even told me is that, she even sleeps now when she's out.
Okay, that's, maybe she might need to go visit her healthcare provider.
Maybe she just sleeps. Like if it's time for her to sleep, it doesn't matter what she's doing.
Mm.
Whether she's out having dinner or, as long as that time hits or she's on the phone talking to you, she will just sleep.
Wow.
So she said apparently it's, you know, her mind doesn't get occupied.
Mm.
So even when she's talking to you and she's getting into, you know, the sleep, she will not go as far as thinking, but I'm still talking to Abigail.
No.
I'm still on the phone with Abigail.
No.
She'll just let her mind like shut down and, you know, sleep.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's a superpower, I think.
I think so.
I think it's a superpower.
And apparently she even sleeps when she's stressed. heartbroken whatsoever.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's a good coping mechanism. You can't go wrong with sleeping unless you're sleeping while you're supposed to be doing work. But if you're sleeping in your own time, no, by all means, I would advocate for everybody.
But Ellie, how do you sleep with your stress? I can't.
You know, the thing, the beauty of life is that, you know, as people, we work so differently.
Yeah.
And it's the same with other things. Like some people stress eat, other people can't eat when they're stressed.
Yes.
So it's the same. Like some people can't sleep when they're stressed. Others, sleep is all they need. Their body shuts down.
Yeah. But I also, sometimes I feel like it's also the mindset, because I'm also moving away from letting things stress me to the point where I lose appetite or I lose sleep. So I just tell myself, like, what are you going to help by not eating or by not sleeping? Nothing.
Exactly.
So I'm also getting there. I feel like it's just a habit that you need to instill within you oneself.
Yes.
And then you eventually get there. But I don't think I'll ever sleep though on a phone call while I'm talking to somebody.
That's fine, Abigail. It's fine. You know what I would advise for people that are struggling to fall asleep? You know, there's a number of breathing exercises that are available even on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, they tell you like, oh no, you know, breathe in for 5 seconds and then hold and release. And you know, it's something that is so underrated, how well breathing exercises can actually relax you. I tell you, you know, it's funny because we were taught like, no, if you're stressed, just breathe in, breathe out. And we see it in the movies.
Yes.
And we're just like, oh, what is this? I tell you now, breathing exercises,
they work.
Actually work. So even if you're in bed and you're feeling like, yo, my mind is tossing and turning, while you're helping yourself to calm down, just do a few breathing exercises. Even take 3 breaths. And I'm telling you, it will definitely affect the way that you're able to relax and you will fall asleep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Something that I have tried that I didn't believe works is, you know, listening to
white noise?
Rain.
Yeah, white noise. Yes.
What are you calling it?
White noise is
white noise.
It's like that genre.
Oh, the sound effects of lullabies.
It's like, it's either rain or it's like just like a static sound, like sounds that are not, you know, invasive. They don't have music, instrumentals, anything. Yeah. It's just clean sound.
Yeah, they make you sleep. So I tried that, you know, rain, sound effect. And it worked.
Yeah, I also have done it in the past.
I slept so well.
Wow. Because I think the idea is that mentally in our minds, when it rains, you do relax.
It
makes sense that logically your brain is like, okay, it's raining. It's time for me to relax and go to sleep.
Yes.
So some of those, you know, connections that your brain makes, they really help you. So white noise is really an incredible one. And I actually advocate for people to just do it, you know, like, if you have an app, or I know there's some apps that you can use, where you even have a dark screen. So your screen is not on.
Yeah. It goes like on a dark screen.
Yes. And then you just have the sound coming through. Mm-hmm. It really does help.
It really does. Wow. I can't believe we've been here for close to 2 hours, because it just feels like.
You know, the thing, you and I, Abigail, we love to talk. So of course we wouldn't believe it, you know.
It honestly feels like we're just here for maybe 30 minutes or so. And it's now 9 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. We will go for a musical break, and on the other side, we'll come say our lovely goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. But in my region, it's actually evening.
You are lying.
Yes.
Abigail.
In my region, it's actually evening, because, you know, the sun sets earlier there.
Really?
Yeah. So I think by like this time, it should be dark in Zambezi.
Oh, what? You know, this is, I feel like I'm starting to understand why Zambezi wanted to be its own country. Because clearly things are going on there that don't happen anywhere else. Okay. So I get it. That's actually an interesting, I never knew.
Yeah. So, you know, this time here it's afternoon, but you can't tell somebody in Zambezi that, come 6 p.m. So it's 6 p.m.
It's already
dark. But here,
dark.
It's 6 p.m, late afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's already dark now.
Sure.
Whitney Houston, I have nothing. Do you know the song?
I do.
Okay.
Take me for what I am. You got me like that. just to get close to you. Could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Exactly the hour of six, Sounds of Rihanna in the background, Love on the Brain. Unfortunately, from me and Ellie, this is, we say our goodbyes to you. It was a lovely conversation, Ellie. And I will make sure you come back very soon.
Thank you, Abigail.
Sooner than expected.
Don't forget to put up that poll. Hey, let the audience decide if they want to see me again. Maybe we are forcing things here, you know? Maybe we are forcing things. But thank you so much, Abigail, for having me and for just having this amazing conversation. I hope the audience has taken something away, even if it's just one thing.
Yeah.
And I hope when we go to sleep tonight on a Sunday that we are really intentional about getting quality sleep. And, you know, let us know on our socials. Did any of these tips help you? Did you have a better week by the end of the week?
Yes.
After? Please just, you know, give us some feedback. We want to know what works, what doesn't work, and mm-hmm. let us know how this, you know, has been helpful for you in your personal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that being said, from me, Abigail, it is adios until next Sunday, same time, same place. I do wish you a very productive week ahead.
Bye.